asithandaze.
Let us pray.
Siyaphinda Nkosi ngokucela ukuba ubusise konke okukhulunywayo. Akungakhulumi mina, kukhulume wena.
We pray, Lord, that you will bless everything that will be said, and that it will not be me speaking, but that you will speak to us.
Nezwi lakho lifinyelele libe bukhali, sikanhlangothi zombili, lize lifinyelele ekujuleni kwenhliziyo.
And may your word go deep into our hearts, pierce it like a two-edged sword, and it may go deep.
Sebenza ngomangaliso Nkosi kube khona ukuthokoza ezulwini.
Work in a wonderful way, Lord. May there be rejoicing in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Manje ke kwinkonzo yokuqala yasemini yalonyaka.
Well, this is now the first service that we have during the day in this year.
Sagcina unyaka odlule ngenkonzo.
We closed
Sathi izilbeste.
We closed off the last year with a service, and as we said last night, Sylvester.
Ngichazeleke ukuthi Sylvester ichazani.
And I explained to you what Sylvester means.
Ngoba endulo idilopo lase Roma beku idilopo lobuhedeni.
As I said, Rome in that time was a heathen city.
Uma kufika usuku lokugcina kolonyaka bebephuza bedakwa befeba benza onke amanyala.
And the last day of each year there was lots of commotion and partying and boozing and immorality, all manner of filth you found.
Bebephuza kuze kweqe. Bahle nokuhla kuze kweqe ukuminza nakho kuyisono.
They gorged themselves with food. They were gluttons, and even that is sin.
Bebenza yonke imkhuba abayithandayo.
And they did everything their evil minds could think of.
Abantu ababayisebenzayo bebeyiphatha kungathi ibona abangumnini womsebenzi.
And the people that were employed, they just acted as if they owned everything.
Bona bephatha umsebenzi bekubona zigqila.
And the owners of the businesses, they became like the slaves then.
Amadoda ayiphatha njengabesifazane. Abesifazane njengamadoda.
And the men acted like women. And the women acted like men.
Bekuyinkululeko yobubi womsinda yomsindo ukuhlanya.
It was a day of freedom, of liberty, where everyone just did what came to their minds.
Angithi namhlanje kusekhona lokho.
And well, today it's not very different.
Abahedeni abaningi izokuthi bayibiza ngokuthi bangamaKristu. Enhlizweni bangabahedeni. Baphuza uma kufika uKhisimusi. Hawu, bona umuntu ehamba emgwaqeni engagudluki. Noma kufika imoto ayimise. Noma athi dlula ngapha.
Even today people act like that. Even though not everyone calls themselves heathen, they may even call themselves Christian, but on that day, they act just like the heathens, boozing and partying.
Nami qobo lwami ngiqhamuka naseThekwini, ubona umuntu eminje endleleni, emine nduku yakhe, enganyakazi, ngithi kudriver fasop, uma sisondela wakhe. Ukhisimuzi.
These days when I came back from Durban, there was a man standing in the road with his stick. And I said to the driver, be careful now. And sure enough, he just stood there, and when we got closer, he just pointed with a stick that we must go past.
So sisimuzi.
So today, even at Christmas time, people think it's a time to party, to booze, and to do any evil they can think of.
And
New Year's Eve the same. Ushering in the new year comes with so much noise and commotion and so much that we cannot even mention everything that they get up to. And so at that time, this good bishop said, "How we cannot just tolerate that we celebrate the new year and New Year's Eve in this way. Let us rather do it under God's word." And that's why they started having a service on New Year's Eve, and that's why it's known to this day as Sylvester. And that's how it started, that there's a service held at the end of each year. Which of course is symbolic of our last day that we will have here on earth. So the good bishop said, "Let's start that we celebrate the last day of the year just by getting together to thank God for His goodness, His kindness, His patience, for keeping us throughout the year." And then it became evident already in that time who was the Christian and who wasn't. And of course, among the heathen, there were even those that were making up to all those things. Some of them even called themselves Christians, but then it became clear where their hearts were. And it was clear for all the world to see. There are the Christians, there are the heathen. The Christians had gathered to pray, to sing, to read God's word. At the same time, the heathens had gotten together to party, to booze, and to get up to all manner of filth. So the Christians gathered to end the year with God, but the heathens gathered and they were together with the devil.
Ngisho inkosi yase Jalmani yathi ngifuna inkonzo yasezilveste usuku lokugcina lonyaka inkosi eyayibusa iGerman lonke yaqala ngokuba nenkonzo ebusuku ngosuku lokugcina.
So the bishops introduced this church service at the, on the last day of the year, and other churches started following suit. They saw that it was a good thing. They started doing it, and even the emperor of Germany at that time said he wants that tradition to be started in Germany too. And so it's a good thing. And I listened in a bit last night, listening to some of the testimonies of those that spoke here. And so I also looked back at the past year and I thought of so many good things, but also other things which were not good. And I thought of the things that we had received, and even some of the things that we had lost. And I thought that during the year, children were born, but I thought of those that we also lost. And I thought of those that left us during the year. I thought of Mrs. Dube and our brother Fano. We cannot even mention everything we
experienced.
And I thought of many who thanked us and who supported us, but also thought of some who had gone against us, who had attacked us violently, even with what they said. And we were given opportunities to make right our lives with God. That we can get a clean slate before God and before our fellow man.
Stand up, say.
That we can pray together with the psalmist David when he prayed in Psalm 139, "Search me, O God, know my heart, try me, and know my anxieties, and see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." That we can make sure that we have gotten rid of anything that's not right in our lives.
That uma kukhona iphuthe livelayo alivume athi uNkulunkulu ngithethelele.
And so it's good to look back, search one's heart and ask God to search it and say, Lord, is there anything that was not pleasing in your sight in my life in this past time, and that you can come to the Lord and ask him to forgive you.
Sibonga uNkulunkulu ngokusithethelela, ngokusibekezela, ngomusa asibenzele wona.
And then we can only thank God for his love, his grace, his mercy that he shows us.
Siqaleke unyaka omusha sihlanzile.
So it makes it possible for us to start the new year having made right our lives, having cleansed our hearts, and being fully united with the Lord.
Ake sifunde ke itext lanamuhla esilitholayo ngoGaluka isahluko seshumi nantathu.
We'll read from Luke chapter 13.
From 6 to 9.
From verse 6 to 9.
Why se balandisa uJesu lomfanekiso wokuthi umuntu othile wayenomkhiwane utshalwe esivinini sakhe. Weza efuna isithelo kuwo, akasifumananga.
He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none.
Wayesithi kuso isisebenzi sesivini, beka sekuyiminyaka emithathu ngiza ngifuna isithelo kulomkhiwane ngingasifumani. Unqume yini ukuba uyone futhi inhlabathi?
Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?
Sona saphendula sathi kuye, Nkosi, uyeke nangalomnyaka ngize ngivukuze inhlabathi emaceleni awo ngiwuthelele umquba, mhlawumbe ungaze uthele ngozayo, kepha uma kungenjalo wunquma.
But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that you can cut it down.
Lapha ngithanda ukukhuluma ngomsebenzi kaNkulunkulu awusebenzayo.
I'd like to speak about the work that God does.
Kuningi sikhuluma ngomsebenzi wabantu, kodwa namhla ngifuna ukukhuluma ngiqale.
We often speak about what man does, but today I'd like to start off by speaking about what God does. And that's
the,
and that's specifically in relation to the work that God does in your life and in my life and in our lives. And that in correlation with what the Lord reveals to us through this text. The owner of a vineyard planted his vineyard, but also planted some fig trees, or a fig tree. Now this fig tree refers to you very specifically.
waqala isaseyiningi kodwa waqala nemkhiwana.
He planted many things, but then he planted this fig tree.
UJesu ke usebhekisa amehlo ethu kulomkhiwana. Ongumfanekiso wakho.
And then the Lord Jesus focuses our attention on this particular fig tree.
Umnini wesivini wawuqala.
The owner of the vineyard planted it.
Wangumgodi.
He dug a hole.
Wakhathisa thombo. Wasitshala.
And he planted the seedling in the ground.
Esitshala kahle, esinisela, esakulela ukuba sikhule kahle.
And he cared for this little tree, looked after it, gave it water and everything it needed for it to grow properly.
Saze sakhula lengane yesihlahla isithombo esincane sakhulu isithombo esincane sasakhula.
And this little seedling grew into a big tree.
Ngoba ubesitshala lo muthi ukuthi athokoze ngaso.
And he had planted this tree so that he could enjoy the fruits of it and be rejoiced.
Athole izithelo ezinhle athabule. Angayisoli ukuqala lesi sihlahla.
He was expecting one day to reap good fruit from this tree and that he would be happy that he'd planted it.
Nawe ke uNkulunkulu waqala kanjalo njengaleso sithombo somkhiwana.
And God planted you exactly in the same way as he planted this fig tree.
Njengengane ezalwayo izalwa uyise besibelethwe unina ukuzibe umntwana oyidlalifa.
As a child is born into a family, so that that child can become the heir of the family.
The father, child got the blood from the father. The mother gave birth to the child. And through that, that child is a member of that family and an heir of that family. Hayike kanjalo nathi uma sizelwe kuNkulunkulu sisemdenini wasezulwini singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
And in the same way we are born into God's family, we become children of God.
Ukukhona abantu abashoyo ukuthi hey ukuze singakholwa ngoba siyahlupheka sinalutho yabona laba abakholwayo banefa enkulu bathola imali bathola imsebenzi banjalo abanengqondo yophedile.
There are some people that say, well, how can I and why should I be a Christian? Now, you can't expect me to be a Christian when I suffer so much. I'm so poor. And you can understand why the others are Christians, because it goes so well with them. They've got everything they need. It's only people who have a heathen mind that can make such a statement.
Abazi ukuthi ingane zegwili izona ezigange kakhulu.
They don't realize that it's the wealthy people's children that behave the worst.
Hayi ingane zabathi xaxa izona ezibhema insango susebenzisa idakamizwa. Ungahamba ubuke nabamhlophe uzobona kukubi. Yikho bethu umfundisi kazali umfundisi.
You can go around and you'll find it, and you'll find that It's usually the people that come from wealthy and well-to-do families. You find them smoking dachai. They are into drugs. And that's why the Zulus even say a minister never has a good child or a child that becomes a minister. Is there someone here that says, well, I'm just a poor person. I live in poverty and my children have and will get nothing. And if you find that to be a reason not to be a Christian, then you are the greatest fool. Because if you have been born again, born of God, then you inherit the blood of the divine blood, that which flows from heaven itself, flows in your veins.
So be das Blut des Vaters in den Adel des Kindes fließt. So mit uns Christen fließt das göttliche Leben durch uns. Und dann sagst du, du bist an. Du bist der größte Esel, der es gibt in dieser Welt.
As the blood of the Father flows in the veins of a child, so when we are born again, that heavenly divine blood flows in us and brings us new life. And as a child of God, you become a fellow heir together with Christ. That inheritance you can partake of. Imagine such riches. And then you are envious and jealous of someone who drives around in a big car when you yourself have more than a prince or princess could wish for.
I think it's Sasa and Singaikala. Sitshaliwe ngaphandle kokwenza kwakho ukuze wena ube umuntu uzalwe awenzanga lutho nama ngenzanga lutho ukuze ngibe naleli thwapo nawe ube nalelo thwapo ngibe nenwele nje akubanga ukukhetha kwami akubanga nokukhetha kwakho konke lokho.
And remember, that tree did not plant itself. It was planted there. Just in the same way that God created you. You did nothing about being here today. You were born into this world, and God brought you into this world as you are, with the hair you've got, with the color skin you've got, the same as I have, and I can do nothing about it, neither can you do anything about it.
Isoloko sakhuluma ngonyaka odlule ukuthi uNkulunkulu impilo yethu leyo fika usuku lokugcina sokufika usuku lokugcina lokufa kwethu chaza impilo yethu la emhlabeni.
Yesterday we spoke about the end of the year signifying also the end of our lives here on earth.
Namhla siqala ngokuthi uhlahla esitshaliwe.
Today we start by reminding ourselves of the fact that you are a tree that's been planted. And the owner of the vineyard planted this tree. After the first year came, looked at the tree, there was no fruit. After the second year he looked for fruit, there was none. After the third year came, still no fruit. He said to the keeper of the vineyard, get it out. Why should this tree use up this good soil in the ground?
It's planted.
God did not plant you just to become a thorn tree or even to become any good look, just to be a good looking tree that has beautiful leaves which just the goats can eat. Yesterday we spoke about God's blueprint, His plan for your life. So He's made you to be a boy or a girl, a man, a woman, a widow or widower. He's made you for a reason, and that reason is that you may bear forth good fruit.
I call you Jesus Christ. I should never tell. Amen. Come again, Jesus. Love, win, daughter. I am a Tandegayo.
When the Lord looks at your life, does He rejoice because He finds good fruit in your life? And that He can say, like God said over His Son, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased.
Nginombuzo kuwe uNkulunkulu. Uyathokoza yini ngawe?
Tell me, my friend, is God happy about your life?
Ashukuthi cici bu. Yashinhliziyo. Athokoza dawu. Ngiyabonga uma ngibona usibani bani. Athokoza uNkulunkulu. I'm asking that question, friend. Does God in heaven rejoice because of you? He couldn't keep quiet with the Lord Jesus. He burst forth. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Can God say that of you? Can God that say for you? I say that Nikan Sani is the dandy table. But who can say it?
And if God doesn't say it and cannot say it, well then the devil will probably be able to say it. Then you make your father, the devil, happy.
Kanti ilo na lo phakathi kwethu. Bekufanele ukuthi amthokozise umnini wesivini.
And everyone should make it his aim to make the owner of the vineyard happy.
Wasikala, hayi ukuthi asikalele nje, kodwa ukuthi abone sikhula sithelitho ithelo ajabule athokoze.
He planted it not just for no reason. He planted it with a purpose so that it will bear fruit and that he can rejoice over it.
Ngizwisisa kahle lento uma ningahamba nami niyele makhoko. Ngizonikhombisa izibini. Ngizonikhombisa ngikhiwane ithelo engayitshalayo. Ngithokoze ngabo. Ngisicela mani ukuthi kasi manje luster an haben kann. Hat Gott seine Lust an dich oder nicht?
I wish I could take you to Makoko down the Tugela Valley, where I planted some vines, some fig trees, and I could show you how they're bearing fruit and how I rejoice when I see that good fruit. I have great pleasure when I can go to that tree, to that vine, and pick its fruit and enjoy it. And I have no regrets that I planted it. Now I'm not speaking about those trees down in the Tugela Valley. I'm talking about you personally.
UNkulunkulu wafika konyaka oqala mhlamba isihlahla asazanga wafika uNkulunkulu umniniyo wafika efuna isithelo akhostelo.
And the Lord came after the first year. Maybe the tree didn't even realize it. And the Lord looked and there was no fruit.
Ah, ngaqala ezinye izithelo kwafika uPolofesa. Ngathi Polofesa ngikhathazekile. Angitholi isithelo. Lesi isithelo. Lesi sasa sisazothela yini? What? Linda unyaka wesithathu.
I remember how I planted some trees and I was disappointed when they didn't bear fruit. And when a professor came to visit, I asked him about it. And then he said, no, wait till the third year.
Ezinye. Thela khona lapho kusukela phansi kuze kushaye phezulu. Gweli ithelo jabule.
But then there are other trees that are just full of fruit. Still small trees, but full of fruit from the bottom right to the top. And why it makes one happy.
Kube khona engikuzwayo. Ngalesi sihlahla esithele izithelo ezinhle. Ngithi ke uNkulunkulu uma ekubuka uyajabula yini ngalezi ithelo azibonayo kuwe.
And I know how happy one is when one sees that fruit. That's why I ask you, is God happy about your life and the fruit he finds in it?
Hayi, unini wesibini waqhamuka wathi sengifika iminyaka emithathu. Unyaka oqala, unyaka wesibili, unyaka wesithathu, angitholi isithelo, unqume. Ubonelani umhlabathi.
And so the owner of the vineyard came for 3 years, first, second, and the third year. In the third year, he said, this tree doesn't bear fruit. Chop it down. Why is it just using up the soil?
Wakhala umnini wesihlahla. Wadawu ngasitshalela ukuba ngithole isithelo kanti angitholi lutho.
And it broke the owner of the vineyard's heart, the owner who had planted this tree, and he was disappointed. He said, I planted it for fruit and I find none.
Hayi ke umnini wensimu uyabekezela, uyabekezela.
But the owner of the vineyard has much patience. And he allowed it to stand for another year.
2010, 2009, 2010, 2011, sesingena kuthwalu.
We've gone 3 years back, 2009, 2010, 2011, now 2012. Has God found any fruit in your life?
Ukthokoza, ukubekezela, ubumnene, zonke izithelo zikamoya ongcwele.
And the owner says, I was expecting fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, all the fruits of the Spirit. He was looking for them.
Kodwa uma ifika mhlawumbe uthole opposite, athole ulaka, athole ukucasuka. Athola ukungathetheleli, hayi isimile sonakeleyo.
But instead of finding the fruits of the Spirit, maybe when he came, he found other fruit. Anger and resentment and not forgiving and immorality.
Wena Nsizwa, uNkulunkulu uyafika kuwe. Usefika iminyaka emingaki kuwe efuna isithelo, uyakuthola yini lokho kumjabulisa ezulwini.
Now you young man, God has come to you so often looking for fruit. Has he had the pleasure of finding good fruit in your life?
Nawe ntombazana, nawe makhoti, nawe ndoda, uNkulunkulu uyakufuna yini, uyakuthola yini lokho akuqalele kona asebenza, sebenza, sebenze ngawe.
And you girl, and you woman, and you man, has God found what he's been looking for, that he's been working towards in your life?
Ah, waphela 2011 what awukawulwe manje lo muthi. Kodwa qhamuke, kuqhamuke isisebenzi sesivini. Sithi awu Nkosi, ngicelela ukuthi lo muthi uthole ithuba unyaka owodwa nje ukuze ngiwuvuvuzele, ngifake umqupha.
And then at the end of 2011, the owner came, there's still no fruit. He said, cut it down. But then the keeper of the vineyard said, Lord, can we just give it just one more chance? And I'll dig around it, fertilize it, and if it still doesn't bear fruit, then you can cut it down and burn it in the fire.
Wesivini sirongini uma efika ku efuna isithelo yena wakudalayo yena wakuqalayo uwena yena wafaka ukuphila kwakhe emathandjini afika afike kungekho lutho kulokho abekulindele kuwe.
Is the owner
uyona yini uma ethi kawuda?
Is the owner
usemhlabeni?
Is the owner of the vineyard wrong in his decision, getting to the decision and saying, cut it down. I planted this tree. I gave it life. I've done everything for it. It bears no fruit. So let's just let it be cut down now. Is he wrong in coming to that decision?
Do you blame God when he said, cut him down? 3 years. 3 years I've been looking for fruit. I don't get it. Why? What for is he here? He's just spoiling this vineyard. The soil, cut him down, throw him into the fire, where the worm doesn't die and the fire isn't quenched. Aige, ngibona ukuthi akanali futhi umnini wendawo uma efika ekufuna ekuthola athola okwasezweni nje. Akatholi lutho kwasezulwini. akatholi lutho okwisithelo sikamoya ongcwele.
I don't think we can blame God. After he's tried for so many years, so often, so much, and every time he comes, he doesn't find any good thing. And then, rather, in its place, he finds foreign fruit, strange fruit, no fruits of the Spirit. And then the keeper of the vineyard intervened and said, please, can we give it another chance? And the owner of the vineyard agreed to give it just one more year. He says, if it still doesn't bear fruit, then it's got to be cut down. Finally.
Akube lo nyaka ka 2012 sibone ukuthi uzothela yini ithelo lesengizijabulisayo.
And the owner of the vineyard, he's so patient and he agrees. He says, okay, I will give it to 2012 still. This year is its final chance.
Ethawu. Ngiyacela Nkosi, ngizomba ngimele isihlahla, ngithatha umquba, ngisinisele, mhlawumbe siyothela isithelo.
And the keeper says, just allow me this year still, I'll dig around it, I'll fertilize it, I'll care for it, perhaps it will bear fruit.
Uyazi ukuthi isebenzi sithini?
Do you hear what the keeper, that worker, says?
Zedele. Ngisimbele bese ngifaka umquba.
Allow me to dig around it and then I can fertilize it as well.
Mhlawumbe isihlahla umuthi siyosizwa yikona.
Perhaps that is what will help this tree.
Bigenekecha ambe 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 ambe. Mhlawumbe kuze kulimale ezinye impande ngokumba.
So he takes his hoe or whatever and he digs around it. And in the process, maybe even one of the roots get hurt by the process.
Isihlahla sophe, isihlahla silimale, isihlahla sizwe ubuhlungu.
So it can be a painful process. The tree bleeds for it. It hurts. It feels the pain.
UNkulunkulu asebenzisa igeja, asebenzisa umehlo wakho kuwe, ngoba ubona ukuthi awuzwa, awuvezi ithelo, athi ukukusika kancane, asika kulimaze kancane, akuzwisisa ubuhlungu, ngoba ufuna ukuthi uphaphame ebuthongweni, nasekulaleni kwakho.
And so, when there's no fruit, God will allow that a hoe is used, that even as pruning shears are used, He will, because there's be no fruit, He will allow things to come your way and things that will even hurt you, because He's trying to get you to bear fruit.
God isn't satisfied with that. The fact that you're born again can mean nothing there. Hell is full of people that are born again. He wants fruit. Akaneliswa ukuzalwa kabusha ufuna ithelo ngoba nalesi sihlahla wasikala uNkulunkulu. Wasikala ensimini yakhe. Wakala ebandleni lakhe. Wafaka ukuphila kwakho.
So God planted you. He planted you there where you are in that church. He gave you your very life.
And
then the worker goes and gets fertilizer or dung, manure. Manure from the cows. Some people don't like the smell of cow manure. When you've touched it, you go and wash your hands. Because so you take the manure of an animal, even a wild animal, and you use it. And he even takes chicken litter. And you know how that stinks. But he even uses that in the hope that that will cause that tree to start bearing fruit. And he may even use manure from the pigsty, which stinks as well. But he'll try even that to get this tree to bear fruit. And he'll even go to the trouble of making compost from leaves and grass and waters it so that it becomes compost, all in the hope that when he fertilizes the tree with it, it'll bear fruit. And so it's not enough just to have everything clean around it. The worker says, let me go and let me get some manure and all these other things, and then I'll put it here around this tree and fertilize it with it. That will cause it to bear fruit.
Some of the best manure is chicken litter. There's nothing that smells like that. But the tree needs it. You'll come across things that's got this bad odor that don't taste nice. Things that you say, but why have I got to go through these things? Why have I got to be so disappointed? Why does such a thing happen to me? God is busy. You're not bearing the fruit He expects from you. And that's why you have got to go through those processes.
Kobistingsenku sinuga kabi kodwa uNkulunkulu uyabona ukuthi kudinga lo zona lezo zinto ukuthi udlule kuzona. Mhlawumbe uyakhala uthi awuNkosi ikungani ukuthi ngidinga ukuthi ngidlule kulento. Kodwa uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi udlule khona ukuze uthele ithelo.
Abanye bathi hayi asiqali lutho ngoba sinamali. Hawu. Ikakhulu nina bantsundu nibulawa yilokho. Asinamali. Thina saqala isikole la singenamali. Ngakhuluma nomngami ngathi fundisa ingane phansi kwezihlahla. Ha, nikhona iikrefu zamabhasi ngena khona. Kodwa uzofica abantu bathi ingane zethu asifundi kahle. Azinalokhu, azinayilaboratory. Azinazi zinhle. Nonsense. Uqhopha bukhe khanda. Kusekeni zakho.
And some people, they just sit back and do nothing. And they say, well, I've got nothing, so I can do nothing. And then they eventually end up having nothing anyway. And we have learned that you do something even if you don't have it. When we started the school here, we had nothing. I said to my wife, let's start, even though we have no classrooms, no laboratory, start under the trees.
Uma ungena imali okuthenga umanyolo obizayo, thatha izibi, shanele uqoqa izibi, qoqa udoti, qoqa wonke udoti, ukufake. Imbali enhle, eqhakazayo kahle, ikhulelaphi? Udoti.
And if you say you've got nothing and can't even afford to buy fertilizer, well, all you need to do is collect some rubbish and make a compost heap of that. And you'll find the best flower grows on the compost heap, on that rubbish dump. So you can just collect some rubbish.
Ukuze kube nje ngishushwe angacindezelwa nobandlululo kade la uphela ubandlululo awuphaphami ngani hayi sashushwa yilokho abantu abangenangqondo bakhuluma kanjalo.
And so you can say, well, I'm in the state I am, it's because of my circumstances, it's because of our past, our history, and you blame all sorts of things, even though it's long past.
Angifuni ubandlululo. Ngiyayazi impilo yami. Cishe ngaba wokuqala eSouth Africa ukuthi uNkulunkulu alukho ubandlululo kuye. Bonke laba bayini abamhlophe abebelwa le belwela abantu baqhamuke emva. Ngaku kuhlangana ngashumayela nakho ngo-1951.
And some people even blame apartheid for their condition, even though it's been gone for a long time. And I'm not one, I don't advocate apartheid. In fact, I was one of the first people to preach against apartheid. Right in 1951, God had revealed to me that it was wrong. These other white people who speak about it, they started long after that. And even though I have nothing and have nothing in the bank,
ngiyakhumbula lo mfana wasezweni ubehamba nentombi yakhe wayithatha ayithengela ithikithi bayedilobheni waya khona wayikhombisa intombi yakhe amabhiliti eyitolo enkulu engena nase park ilishisa ilanga ethi asihambe siye park esiphumule sihlale ebhejini sishaya umoya obandayo.
Like that one boy who was not a Christian, but he went there with his with a girl and took her into the city and showed her around and eventually ended up taking her to the park.
Hayi uma esephansi uyazike ukuthi intombi ishelwa ngamanga. Angithi nomangameli Mandela washo kanjalo uma bemtshela ukuthi awasithembisa okuningi kodwa asakutholi. Athi hey, yanazile ukuthi intombi ishelwa ngamanga. But abantu hayi kuhlaniphile lo muntu.
And you know, of course, that there's no one who can tell lies like a boy who's after a girl. And he promises her everything. Like once when they asked the old President Mandela about promises he had made and they weren't seeing the promises going into fulfillment. He says, well, don't you know when you're still wooing a girl, you tell her all these wonderful things?
And that young, beautiful girl just swallows everything, hook, line, and sinker. I told my girls when they were young, the biggest, most stupid people in this world are young girls when a boy comes along.
Namantombazana namadodakazi ami ngawafundisa esencane ukuthi akekho isiphukuphuku njengentombazana encane uma seqhamuka umfana.
Ethi uma uvume ukuthi sigile imkhuba ngishade nawe ngoba kukhanya ilanga egcekeni kithi. Awu, uzohamba ngemoto enkulu. ngiyokuthengela nebhanoyi. Hayi, andiza noma ingakangeni ebhanoyini. Niyezwa lina mantombazana, niyiphukuphukwane kulokho.
And when a boy
when
a boy woos a girl and flirts with her, he promises her everything, that he'll buy her the best house, the best car, and buy her an aeroplane, and the girl swallows everything.
And
so there were and there were these two sitting on the bench, holding each other's hands, touching each other there, in a way that only heathens do. And so the boy was telling this girl all sorts of wonderful things and eventually said, if only I had 1,000 arms to embrace you. Now this girl still had a bit more brains and she said to him, she looked at him with big eyes and said to him, she said, well, you want 1,000 arms to embrace me. Why don't you just use the 2 you've got? There are many people who just fail miserably at just using what they've
got.
They have big dreams about great things that they want to have, but they do nothing about it. They don't work with their hands, so they will end up never getting it. Of course, usually those people end up just being corrupt. And then you say, oh, well, I have no money. I can't afford to buy even one bag of fertilizer. And you sit there and you fold your hands and just wallow in your misery. That's why you will die a beggar. Why don't you just go and just collect some rubbish? You can make your own manure and fertilizer. But no, all you do is you sit there and you're just jealous of other people who you think have more than you have. The Bible says that if you're just lazy, you will die poor and with nothing. And the Bible says if you are lazy, you don't deserve even to eat.
Ngishonelwe isihlobo. ngiyalamba zonke lezi zinto zinkuba kuwe uNkulunkulu uyazama ukuthi uveze ithelo.
So maybe you in this phase of your life like this tree where God is allowing certain things in your life to happen, like this manure which is being applied, and you're saying, but Lord, why is this happening? Why do I have to go through this? Things are happening, one thing after the other you're experiencing. God is using it.
Your sickness, the death of your dear ones, hardship comes your way. Why? God wants fruit from you. The right kind of fruit. Though that fruit for which He planted you.
UNkulunkulu ufuna izithelo kuyizona zona lezi akutshalele zona.
Asongele. Dan drot God dich.
And then God threatens you.
Ngomniku nyako wona. Kodwa ngamafushane ke emva kwalokho joko yalahlwa khishi isikhotho sakhe.
A final warning. He says one more year. If it fails this time, it will be cut down and used as firewood.
Akusekho umusa, akusekho ukuthethelelwa, akusekho ukuphenduka, akusekho ukuxolelwa. Usuyagawulwa nakho kufa. Uphoswe emlilweni echibini lomlilo elivuthi isibhabhulo nomlilo ingunaphakade esalungiselwa usathane nezingelozi zakho. Hayi wena, wena wadalelwa izulu, kodwa uma uqhubeka ngenonsense yakho uzogcina kuleyo ndawo eyadalelwa amademoni no Satan.
And after that final attempt, when the Lord has given you that extra chance, and there's still no fruit, then there's no grace, no forgiveness, not another chance. It'll be cut down, thrown into that fire, that eternal fire, burning with fire and brimstone, that wasn't prepared for you in the first place, but for the devil and his demons. But that's where you'll end up.
Lalela wena muntu omusha, muntu omdala, mfana, ntombazana, nkosikazi, numzane. Hey, uNkulunkulu kadlali. Kadlali. Izwi lithi umuntu okhuzwa kaningi, engaphenduki, uzofa ngokushesha.
So listen carefully, boys, girls, you older people, every one of you. God, you cannot play the fool with God. If God speaks to you again and again and again and you disregard it, you will die suddenly.
That's what the Bible says. If you repeats its warning over and over, he'll come to you as a thief in the night and you'll regret it for all eternities to come. Uzosha emlilweni uyisole ingunaphakade ngoba uNkulunkulu ubefune kunqenga kodwa waba nentamo elikhuni waba nenkani.
And you'll regret it for all eternity. Why? Because you were obstinate, stubborn, stiff-necked.
Atsazi ukuthi uzofa kanjani noma ugula noma ukufa kwemoto kaiwa imoto.
And I don't. And one doesn't know how you will die, whether it will be sickness or whether it will be an accident, but it will come upon you. But after death comes, then comes judgment. It's appointed unto man to die once, and thereafter comes judgment.
Ngoba uNkulunkulu usazongena nawe kwahluleleni. Uthi hey, wangenza isilima sakho. Wilokhu ngikhuluma nawe, ungezwa.
For God will still judge you, because you've been playing the fool with Him, and He'll say, yes, you've done it for long enough, but now is the time for you to give account. You will be judged. After all the years where God has nurtured you, He's tried His utmost. You've got Christian parents. You've been in services. You've heard God's word coming to you in His grace time and again. But you're stiff-necked and you're just going your own way.
Uma ungezwa, ungafuni ukuzwa, qhubekake nentamo yakho elikhuni.
And if you don't want to listen, well then, continue with your stubbornness.
Uyophaphama phambi kwesihlalo sokwehlulelwa, kulapho sinqunywa indaba yakho juqu, kuze kube phakade ethu uNkulunkulu. Thetha kimi, wena othukiweyo, oqalekisiweyo, emlilweni owalungiselwa uSathane nezingelosi zakhe.
But you'll be wake up with a bump on judgment day when you hear those words, depart from me, you wicked, into the eternal lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels.
Isebenzi sesibini esacela yathi umnini wesivini ngiyacela unyaka wodwa. Uyazi ukuthi lowo muntu ubani? UJesu Kristu.
And then the keeper of the vineyard said to the owner, please give me another year to nurture this tree. You know who that keeper of the vineyard is? It's Jesus Christ. And it's Jesus Christ who said, oh Father, just give me another year. In Hebrews we read that the Lord Jesus, He intercedes for us continuously, praying on our behalf, interceding with the Father on our behalf. Well, if you reject and kick against the pricks and you just reject such grace, then you deserve that kick which you will get and experience.
Kodwa namhlanje uNkulunkulu uthi ngenxa yakho uNkosi Jesu unxusa ukuthi athole ishansi usezophenduka, usezolungisa indaba yakhe, usezoyithoba, usezovuma izono zakhe. All right, ake ngikunikele lo thuba, kodwa uma ngakwenzi emva kwalokho phelile indaba yakhe.
So I don't know how you've lived in the past, what your past was like, but today the Lord intercedes and He says, just give Him another chance that He will repent from His stubbornness and His evil ways. Just one more chance.
Jesus interceding for you, pleading with the Father, just give Him another chance. Brother, sister, don't be a fool. Make the best of it. You claim to be a Christian. But are you a carnal Christian or a spiritual Christian? Who are your friends? With whom do you go?
When ungumzalwane onjani, ophilayo noma uyisivivi nje, ubani ungumngani wakho, uhambisana nobani?
Sag mir, wer deine Freunde sind, dann kann ich dir sagen, wer du bist.
Tell me who your friends are, then I'll tell you who you are.
Nani bazali, musani ukuvuna ingane zenu ezigangile, kodwa lezi eziqonda ukuphila ngiyayilahla maye kinina.
And even you parents, so often you side with the children who are wrong, And those who have a heart to serve the Lord, they are always in trouble with you. Let's bow our heads and pray.
O ta dweni lwako yandi sagi minchal ogu shaga nipagwa yakela nkosi kuthi ayijula indaba entshizweni yalo nalo ayigokuzwa ayizwisise kahle.
I pray, Lord, that you will speak to us deep in our hearts, that we will not just hear it shallow in a shallow way, but it may really go deep into our hearts.
Kungabi umuntu lapha nkosi noma emhlophe noma entsundu noma eIndia noma ikhalati noma enhloboni.
And Lord, that there will not be one, no matter what kind we are, Lord, that there won't be one who will just not take notice. But that each one will go deep.
And
that each one will recognize your great love that has so much patience as to give us another chance. As the owner of the vineyard, you've worked so long, trying hard, going to so much trouble to help us, and yet you find no fruit. But today you give us another chance that we can come to you. Lord, may your grace abound with each one of us, that your grace will not be in vain. May your grace and your mercy and your patience with us not be in vain.
Amen.
Amen.